Blog Talk Radio.
April 15, 2017. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff-Uzzle, and joining us as always as our new co-host, the man with the plan, the man with the scan, and the man that knows about the MGTOW, Travis Steele.
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
So tonight I thought we would continue our discussion about MGTOW and kind of take it to a, to a closing argument, because I'm not saying that I just want to just talk MGTOW, or I'm not saying that MGTOW is all we're about, because we're an entertainment entity. And in the last week, I'm happy to report, while there hasn't been a lot of traffic as far as our Blog Talk Radio shows have been concerned, there has been more traffic than usual on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, if you would like to check out our Facebook page, we're at facebook.com/LivingLoudNation. It's LivingLoudNation. Again, facebook.com/ Living Loud Nation. And I'm just checking out just a few things right now. So we will. All right, I'll deal with that later. I was looking at some ways. There's some ways that we could boost the promotion. Just kind of looking at a few things. Let's get, we got 25 minutes left of all of live feed. So I want to get into the discussion about the feminist movement that continues. You know, I've been very, very quiet. Oh, hold on. We have a caller coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, a former co-host, a legend, if you will, of Living Loud Nation, Mr. Jim Davis.
Hello.
Long time no hear, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah.
Jim, meet our new co-host, Travis. Travis, this is Jim Davis. He's formerly of Living Loud Nation.
Nice.
So he pretty much knows what's going on here. Jim, yeah. We were talking MGTOW and that whole the concept between MGTOW versus feminism. And I have personally been quiet about a lot of the stuff that happened after the inauguration for President Trump. as it pertains to the Women's Rights March and Women's Appreciation Day. You know, back in March, it was like Women's Appreciation Day, and I kept quiet about it up until now because I wanted to see what was going to come out of the whole ordeal between the people that were, you know, supporting it, as well as the people that didn't support it. You know, based on, you know, I have over 4,500 friends, almost to that 5,000 mark that I'm trying to reach to become a Facebook figure. But that's beside the point. My whole take on this Women's Appreciation Day is, if you're going to appreciate a woman and show them that they have, that we men can have respect for women, because I don't know how many times I got to say this over and over again. MGTOW, we are not woman haters. We're not a woman haters society. We're not a woman haters community. We're not a woman haters anything. We're the exact opposite. We're just saying that we are tired of being trampled on, being used, and we're tired of the overall stigma of feminism. Because if you look at the definition of feminism, the definition of feminism is equality. And ultimately, if you look at the very core, if you take all the synonyms and all the other meanings out of the equation, and you look at the very core of MGTOW versus feminism, I think we all agree that we all want the same thing. MGTOW men want to be treated equally and have equal opportunities things just as much as women want the same thing.
Let me correct you real quick. MGTOW, a lot of MGTOWs, us MGTOWs want equality, sure, but we just want equality in dating. You know, we feel like I've said this many, many times. I don't know about the former co-host here, but how he feels, but I mean, he can give you his two cents too, but I feel like the dating scene today, like I've said many times myself, is very unfair. I mean, because I'm not that bad of a guy. And you know what? There's plenty of guys that are actually successful guys out there that are doctors, lawyers, and stuff that are single out there and are MGTOW, because the dating scene has become so unfair, because women basically are doing what, like they say, they're taking men for their alimony and taking them for their riches, and they're only dating guys, the top 20% of guys. Basically, if you're a bad boy, you're some fucking rich douchebag that owns a fucking Mustang that wants to show off all the time, put up that front, or you're some wannabe gangster. You know, I say that plenty of times all the time. I mean, I feel like if you want my quality, I just want the, you know, feel like that, hey, you know, there's a fair scene out there that men like me can actually get a date, not just the fucking hipsters or the fucking blonde bimbos or whoever the fuck gets dates. I don't know how the co-host feels, man, but that's just my two cents on the whole dating scenario on MGTOW.
Jim, your thoughts?
Well, I haven't paid attention to it. I get it. You know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I just, you know, it's just another day. I mean, if people, you know, that's what they're going to celebrate, let them celebrate, I guess. But I mean, you know, I really don't care for that, you know. So that's my opinion.
I don't even care for feminism either, to be honest. I mean, I really don't. I mean,
but, you know,
women,
but good.
Women have their equal rights, but there is will agree that there is some things, like especially the pay, that women, you know, men do get paid a little more than women. But then again, here's the reason why, is because women aren't wanting to do the work or work the extra hours as men. But then there's some women that do work the extra hours as much as men do. I mean, I can see that as a point. But when I see all these little feminists, like some that one chick that they always show in fucking memes with the fucking red hair and the glasses, always going off on people, or that one that bitch that looks, you know, she's like she's always pissed off all the time. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I think women like that are mentally insane. They got mental issues out the ass, and you know they want to see the destruction and demoralization of us men, but that ain't gonna happen because you know how do you think they were created? They were created by a man. They came out of a fucking man. What do you expect? A man had to release himself inside a woman to create her. So what you expect? She's got a father figure in her life.
Unless, of course, they go to the sperm bank. You still got to have a man to ejaculate to make that sperm, yep. You know, to create that life. Because without the sperm, the hidden that egg, you're not going to be able to create that life.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just feminism. It's just I had a few feminists try to attack me on like news feeds, like our NBC station and our ABC station and CBS station. But I usually just ignore them. I'm like, you know what? Get the hell out. I don't have time for you. But no, Jim. I've been this MGTOW, men going their own way. I've discovered about it since 2015. We aren't a man hating, you know, or a woman hating movement. We're basically it's just basically a self ownership thing. We're tired of what society wants, and that's expecting us to be married and have kids, and you know, be, you know, the tied down family man as they call it in life. But some of us, yeah, I admit, are pissed off because it's just. We feel like we get treated unfairly in the dating scene, and yet we get told time and time and time again that it's our fault and it's because we ain't changing ourselves. We ain't got no confidence. We ain't got no self-esteem. Dude, I go out every other weekend. I have plenty of confidence and self-esteem. I meet plenty of women in the world. I never once in a while I'll have women approach me and say, hey, you know, just want to chat. But it always... It's like I try to go approach some really attractive woman, and she just walks by and acts real snotty, like she's too good to even say hi back. That's where I got a problem with the society today in women, is they have no self-morals. They have no self-respect because daddy and mommy probably taught them to be a fucking princess all their life. But, you know, I might sound like I'm a woman hater, but I'm not. I'm just, you know, I'm speaking facts, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Jim, you want to add to that?
Yeah, you know, it like I said, I mean, yeah, you just gotta look at it different. I mean, I look at it a different way. There's different type of women. There's a women that they're, you know, the ones that you can talk to and be yourself.
Yep.
That's ones you click with. And then there's the women, like you said, that are better than you, that won't give you time of day. That's the people you just kind of just say, hey, you know, you try and whatever. And then, you know, to me, you know, I've always said that the women like the ones that, you know, that didn't give you time of day unless you're a, you know, football player or got a better, awesome job. Makes a lot of money. That's when, you know, every woman out there is not like that. You know, the snobby ones.
No,
some will talk to you. But, I mean, that's just how some people are. I mean, you know, you just got to say, hey, you know, she's out of my league, so be it. And you go on to something else. And, you know.
Yeah, that's usually nine times out of ten what I do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why guys go after the women who – you know, like the ones, like I said, like, or you know, that, like I say some words, I know a lot of people, I know people that like the women who are the big, thick women, you know, the sexy, thick women you can date all damn day. That's, you know, I've been around people that love women like that, and I'm okay with that. But I mean, I like a thick woman, I like a skinny woman, I mean, it don't matter. But at the end of the day, you just got to remember it's personality. It's not their body type. You know, unless she sits down and can watch an episode of.
I have dated thick women,
I've
dated thick women in the past that had a shitty attitude. One of my ex, be honest, I don't want to say this, but one of my ex-exes, this girl I met off of a dating site back in 2010, not an online dating site, but like, you know, those phone call dating sites like Quest and all that back in the day.
Yeah,
I met a girl off there from Fort Worth that she was a bigger girl, and I gave her a chance because I just realized it was the right thing to do. But she even had mental issues, and she told me that she didn't, there was something about me she didn't like and all this shit, you know, and it's every excuse in the book. And then, you know, it's funny, right? That year I had something really, really positive happen to me, which also was the same year I lost one of my family members myself. But it's funny because I was out one night hanging out just randomly for a night because I haven't done that in so many years. And that girl called my house phone looking for me, and my family told me she'd be looking for me. I was like, wow, really? Begging me back. Really? Playing those games. So, it's anybody.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just like you just got to remember, it's just – everybody's got a different personality. I don't care. I mean, like, there's a lot of cool models out there that are down to earth that will talk to you, treat you like.
I know a few of them.
You know, and there's some other people that just, you know, it just, like I said, if you're friends with a model, you know, I don't care if it's on Facebook, I don't care if it's on Snapchat, it don't matter. But if you're friends with them people and they like you for who you are, then you've got it made. And that's all I care about is the friendship. You know, you never get, you know, if you can put your fantasy to the side and throw that or put it away for a while, you know, put it for a long while, and just be friends with the person and be glad they know who you are, you're good company because everybody else is like, well, you know, how did so
and
so get with it? Go ahead.
I have a few friends in real life. Rob knows this, that are strippers. I know some girls that work in a local strip club in Dallas. I actually know a girl that's actually a professional metal scene model that I've hung out with before. I'm not going to give her name, but she's actually something called the Ladies of Metal. I'll just put it out there like that on the podcast.
Oh, I know you're talking about. I've seen her, and she like the one that does the like her Facebook Live on Mondays and stuff like that.
No, her name's Kate. Kate.
Okay. Well, I've heard now.
Girl.
Okay, that's cool. Well, all I was saying was I've heard a lot of metal stuff. Yeah, I know that Facebook page and stuff. Go ahead.
I'm friends with one of those girls. I'm friends with, like, acquaintance friends with one of them girls. Now, I don't talk to Kate all the time, but last time I saw her was, like, a month ago at a Devil Driver show because I'm a metalhead, too, and I go to a lot of metal shows because I have, like, connections, and I'm going to one Tuesday night. But she's a girl that basically she's always busy and working and shit. But, you know, you're right. You know, women like that, she knows I respect the fuck out of her. I don't like her just to lust after her. I like a friendship from her. And she knows that.
Right.
She loves that about me. Yeah, so I agree with you. But, you know, another thing I don't like, I will say this last, just to finish up about talking about women and relationships. I hate it, and I know men can do this to other men too, but I hate it how you get these women that'll say you, let's be friends in person. They give you their Facebook or they give you their phone number. Then when you go to contact them, they never fucking get back to you. They basically just ghost you the whole time. I do have a problem with that. It's like, why do you even give your number out? Or why do you even give me contact information?
Yeah, I agree. Let me say this, like, that this black chick that I met, now granted she's like 10 years younger than me, but I met her on Tinder, and I thought that, okay, she obviously matched up with me for a reason, and I asked her questions like, was it anything about my physical attractiveness that you like? Because I'm a big guy. Is it anything about my profile? What is it? And she says that she's a spatiosexual. A spatiosexual is a person that gets an arousement or gets horny based off of someone's intelligence. And judging by just a couple of text messages and not really getting to know the real me and like really deep conversation, you know, like you normally would, she says that we were better off being friends. And then I said, okay, well, then what kind of guys do you like? And, you know, she's talking about, I'm you know, because she's a IT risk consultant, you know, that's like a higher, that's a higher pay grade than what I am or what type of work I do. You know, she's in the guys that are coders, programmers, ethical hackers, you know, things of that nature. Cybersecurity. And it was just, it bothered me because it's like, well, then why the fuck did you even, why did you even swipe right? Because, you know, when the way Tinder works is whenever you swipe right, then that means that you like somebody. Now, if somebody else, if that same person swipes right to you and they like your profile, then they'll match you up and then you start a conversation. You know, that's the general basis of it. Now, of course, I paid for, not this month, but the last 2 months, I did pay for a Tinder Plus account, and all I seemed to get was nothing but a bunch of spam. I mean, I emailed these motherfuckers and everything, talking about Tinder support. I mean, I even got the owner's fucking email address, and I'm like, look, you know, this is bullshit, man. I'm paying you this fucking money to have a better chance at, you know, it was like what we were talking about earlier before we came on the show. You know, you were asking me my opinion, Travis, about, you know, what's the best to go for? Is it better to pay for a dating app service, or is it better to use the free?
Yeah, before we run out of time, man, you know, go ahead.
No, we still got the overdrive, which it'll still record us. We just won't be live. It'll still be available to download. So we have another.
Okay.
About another 20 minutes or so.
I was gonna say, I'm surprised I'm on the show here. I'm fixing to go to bed here. I'm not gonna be over for the overdrive because I'm fixing to go to bed. We gotta go grocery shop and do some stuff. But surprise, like I said, I'm surprised I'm on this show with you and Travis. Thanks for letting me come on here. I wish you and Travis the best.
Like I said, Jim, this is just a one-shot deal. I'm not asking you to come back as a co-host of the show, you know, due to, you know, differences. But, you know, every now and then, you know, if you can come on the show, you know, to voice your opinion, you know, you are still part of the family, so to speak. It's,
I got you. I got you. What you're saying is, I can call in sometime, like give my opinion and all that, and that's about it. That's what you're saying.
If you ever want to come back again full time, that's on you. If not, you know, I understand.
I appreciate your opinion about the women and situation and everything like that. I mean, I'll just put it out there. I don't struggle with women, but I just feel like we live in an unfair dating scene, especially with guys that are in their 30s, like beginning 30s, and they're, you know, just getting out of their 20s and their teens these days, especially in the millennial age. That's basically what I'm against.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, because, you know, and Ron's heard me say this, unless you're that guy that's got that, you're going to be a movie star or have a popular podcast.
Yeah.
Or like a job. Because here's the thing.
It's all status.
You know, it's, I mean, like I said, Travis, when you gotta meet the women that are in the same situation as you are. That's the only way to get somebody like that to like you for you. Because let me make this perfectly clear. Like you said, you got connections with people, and that's cool and dandy, man. Keep doing your thing. But the thing of it is, I wouldn't brag a lot of my friends about that stuff, because your friends be like, well, hey, you friends with so and so, can you hook me up with them? Ain't that right, Rob? Would you agree on that with me, man?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Travis, this motherfucker Jim is a fucking pimp. I mean, you got this guy has every fucking bottle in the world as friends. Oh my God, I forgot Heather Kirby and all them motherfuckers, boy.
You know, the girls I probably know, like the Lady in Metal.
This is the first time I even heard about the Lady in Metal. I didn't even know there was a such person.
Yeah, there is Ladies in Metal. I know Kate. I mean, I've known her since 2015, a homegirl of mine. And then I've never met the other girls, but just Kate. I just know Kate. But I know other girls that model. But really, dude, there's too many girls that model these days. It's just everybody's trying to be like one these days. And that's
right. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong, but no, I'm not saying I don't have game, dude, but it's just I feel like there's an unfair dating scene when, yeah, like you said, everybody only wants to date people with social status, and it's called social status, and it's just like if you ain't got none, it feels like you're pretty much left to the curve, and sometimes, I mean, it does feel like that a lot of times in my own personal life. It's not that I don't try, and I was going to tell Rob before this show ends, basically, how I approach women, I usually just do it the natural way. I meet them in public. I meet them in the moment, or meet them whenever I meet them. Like, I met two foreign women the first of this month, one at Hooters in downtown in downtown Dallas, Texas, where I live, and then this other UK chick just approached me one night because of the band shirt I was wearing. That's how I usually meet women. I don't go pay for Tinder sites and all that shit. I don't want to ruin Rob, but that's just me, man, because dating sites are just, to me, are not really that good. I've done dating sites already, and I have nothing but these girls hitting me up, but then they're just doing it just so because they think I'm the next victim for them to play mind games, but guess what? That way.
Right. I mean, it's just one of the things, you know, you just got to, you know, and Rob, you know, it's what I'm saying, you know, like I said earlier, it's good to be friends with, you know, with models and all that, because at least you're friends with them. You know, it's not one of those things where, oh, dude, I got their number, I can text them. Well, you know, we don't do that. You know, it's like I said, it just, some people will come to you and because of your T-shirt or it's your personality. It's got nothing to do about what car you drive, what job you got. And at the end of the day, man, you just have to, you can't.
And most guys that usually have nice souped up cars and all that fucking status, materialistic bullshit in their life, or they'll want to be MMA guy. Let me be honest with you, because there's a girl I know right now that she divorced her ex-husband that was a second best fighter in the state of Texas. Well, guess what?
Damn.
They don't eat those. Yeah, there's a reason why they divorced, because he's a beast of piece of shit. And guess what? Usually that's what I'm trying to put it through her head, and like, hey, you know what? Guess what? Not all of us guys. Sorry about that, but not all of us guys are fucking pieces of shit like that. We're all, stop dating the bad boys, because those guys right there, that's what you're gonna get when you're gonna have nothing but misery and problems the rest of your fucking life, because you chose to be with that son of a bitch.
True, and you know, and like I always tell Rob, you know, each their own. You know, Rob does his thing, you do your thing, Travis will do my thing. There's no hard feelings here. I mean, you know, I don't mind, you know, coming here talking, because Rob asked me out of respect as a friend. That's what this is. You know, I don't, you know, it's you know, like I said, man, you know, if I saw Rob out somewhere tomorrow, or you, Travis, I'll come up to you and talk to him. I'm not going to dodge y'all, because, you know, I know, because we're talking here, you know.
Hey, I just got one thing to say. Eric Brown still loves man's butt.
I figured you'd say that. That's so wrong, man. You know Eric, man. He's Eric. Eric's a player, man. You know Eric. He's got a good woman, man. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Man, that motherfucker look like police, man. Come on now. We're in the overdrive now. What's up?
Yeah, by the way, everybody. I just want to say real quick, as co-host, we are in the overdrive right now. That was the show right there. So we're going to be on here for a little bit, 15 more minutes if we can. And, I hope you'll hear y'all call in or whatever if y'all have any opinions for us. This is Travis Steele. And this is Rob, and this is Jim as a guest co-host, you can call him.
That's pretty much what he is, a guest co-host. Guest co-host, Mr. Jim Davis.
I mean, I could have said no, but I didn't say it. Okay, yeah, no. So it wasn't like I was going to not say no. Yes, Davis. I mean, you know what Rob said is true. I'm friends with a lot of people, and I got this page that I support models, and this page that I do that for fun. And what I'm saying is, man, like I'm different than other people because I don't, you know, and Rob knows this. I don't put my drama on there. I don't do that shit. I just put stuff.
Man.
You know, have some fun. You know, go ahead.
Look, one of my best friends in real life, dude. I'm not gonna give his name out, but he's a metal scene promoter in Dallas, Texas, and he's also helping promote for Vinny Paul of Pantera's place, which everybody knows about that place, the clubhouse. It's a strip club, dude. I know some few strippers there. I'm acquainted with. You know, I'm not friends with them, but I'm acquainted with. I even have one of their numbers. That's his homegirl. I know at she's a girl that has a lot of problems. Plus, she's a football fan, and we keep in touch with each other. But, you know, it's like that don't mean nothing. Just because I know strippers don't mean shit, dude. Hell, you know, I just go to – but I go there every once in a while. Yeah, I have to pay – I get in for half off, but I go there every once in a while just to have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you know. Because –
The last time I went to the clubhouse and actually went inside – was in the early 2000s, and it was Dimebag was still alive, and him and Vinny, they had, I forgot the name of the fucking band that they had. It was some side project that they had.
Damage Plan.
No, it wasn't Damage Plan. It was some other side project that they had. Rebel Meets Rebel, maybe, or something like that. It was some other side project or some other band that they were playing with. And I remember vividly, and I wish I would have kept the pic because, like after they were finished playing, like, I actually literally picked up a pic off of the ground, a pic that Dimebag was actually using.
Jesus.
Man, dude, I should have put that in a fucking... a bag. You know what I'm saying? This would be worth now.
Probably a lot of money.
But the funny thing is, like, the kind of picks that I use now as a guitar player are similar to the ones that is the Dunlop mediums. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, because I'm friends with some of these metal guys from Low Gear. Do you know Rojo?
Rojo.
Rojo
Johnson.
Johnson. Because he actually, like, I did one of my live podcasts, live Facebook Live. It was about a month ago, and I was sitting in the parking lot, and I invited a bunch of people. And he happened to join in, and I said, hey, man, like, I'm tired of, like, popping strings all the damn time. Like, I was actually, you know, thinking, like, what kind of strings should I use? What kind of picks should I use? And then one of the guys says, GHS Guitar Boomers, which is the type of string that I've always used. I mean, I started on D'Addario's, but the GHS Guitar Boom was like the. Sorry, I'm getting on a rant about guitars and stuff, but those
sorry,
are the best
sorry.
Records I've ever played.
It's the same thing, man. I stopped doing it, but I still got them on my bedside. I still got all my drumsticks, and I'm a Vic Firth guy. I've always loved Vic Firth sticks because I'm a drummer myself on the side. You know what I mean?
Right. Are you a fan of bands like Avenged Sevenfold and Hellstorm and Killer Switch?
No. Oh, I love Killswitch, but I'm more. I like Killswitch, but I like bands like Amon Amarth, Testament, Meshuggah.
I'm old school. I like the Slayers and Metallicas and the Big Four and Iron Maidens and the Motorhead and all that. Megadeth, I like him. The reason why I asked you, Avenged Sevenfold and Hellstorm, is I just want to see what your opinion of why you don't like them, and or it's just, you know, I was wondering.
I don't dislike Avenged Sevenfold. I just feel like that they're kind of outplayed on the radio, like a lot of bands. So is Korn, so is Metallica, so is a lot of bands. I mean, I don't really hate Avenged Sevenfold. Hellstorm, I'm not really a fan of Lizzie Hale. She just wants attention.
I would have to disagree on that, Travis. That's your opinion. I think Lizzie Hale is an awesome musician. I'm a fan of her band. She's a badass guitarist, man. I mean, she's old school, you know. I like her.
I feel like there's more female musicians out there that are badass. Like, I'm a fan of Vicky Pasarikis, who's in a band called The Agnest. Which used to be the Alyssa White Glutes, but she went to Arch Enemy because what's her face left Arch Enemy, Angela Gosso, their original their original female vocalist, because they used to have a male vocalist. But I just feel like there's other bands. Like, I used to like a band from Alabama too called Trust Company, but then they broke up. Then that apparently
I love fucking Trust Company.
Yeah, I still love them, dude. I still jam out to that last album they had, something in black and white, something like that. Something was called, but their first album was The Lonely Position of Neutral, and I used to love that album with Downfall, that song Downfall.
I like the song Falling Apart, I think it's called.
Falling Apart.
Dude, that song is fucking awesome.
I'm also a fan of Breaking Benjamin too. What's up?
Hey, Travis, I'm gonna ask you something. There's this band that I'm trying to think of this band's name. But the weird thing of it is, I remember the video, but I can't remember the song. It's the video is where about this band's playing at this prom, and the lead singer's got this long brown. It's got this big, huge. Brown hair, and they're all like dressing up like in the 80s clothes,
romance.
No, it's a video from a band that had that was the first video, but the second video is the video's got the band singing, it's kind of like It's in my brain here. I can remember the video. It's just the band's playing. Okay, see, yeah, it's like see, it's a video like a bunch of like SeaWorld stuff, kind of like.
I probably don't know.
I'm trying to think of the song. The band's playing. There's like a sea. It's kind of like they're doing a parody of the Smashing Pumpkins song Tonight, but with all the sea fish and boats and all that kind of fucking shit. It just this rock band came out in 2008.
Is it Muse?
Lizzie Hale was fucking hot. I just saw a picture of her.
Yeah, y'all can think so. I've seen hotter.
I get what you're saying. What you're saying is there's other female singers out there besides her.
There's one metal band I don't like that a lot of metalheads like, and that's this band called The Butcher Babies. That band is horrible live.
I've heard of them, but I never heard their shit.
basically they're eye candy. That's what you call eye candy. They're just good to look at.
Right.
But they're horrible live. They're terrible. I just don't like them. I just can't stand them. If you want to talk about female lead singer bands, now there's Lacuna Coil. You ever heard of Christina Scabbia?
Yes, I have. She's hot. She can play.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Yeah, she played. She played with the Megadeth. Right? She played Dave Mustaine on one of their songs. Right?
Yeah. I think she did.
Yeah, she did. Yes, she did. That's right.
Yeah.
But
hope
yeah, I mean, you know.
Tom.
No, we're good, because it's overdrive. You know, I and Rob knows this. I like heavy metal. I'm old school and new school, but like I don't go all ape shit for all these like I got friends who think Nickelback is heavy metal, and I said Nickelback's pop.
God.
Not.
No, they're not.
I like Nickelback back in the day, because Rob knows this.
Well,
but now it's kind of like you said, it's played it.
Rob finally went to his first concert recently, thanks to me hooking him up at the House of Blues. He went and saw Cattle Decapitation and Go Whore.
Right.
Cattle Decapitation's real, really heavy metal. They're like really, really super heavy metal. Like,
damn.
They're like, you know, like literally death metal. Like
Yeah. Death metal. I'm not a fan of death metal.
Yeah.
Man, I think death metal.
Death metal
ain't shit. I get it. I understand it. But, like, I'm more of the, you know, Tesma and Overkill and, you know, all that good old shit.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
Yeah, but see, like, my thing with that is, and I think I told Rob this, is I know people say the Big Four, but what about Overkill and, the, you know, Metal Church and all them bands? Why can't they, like,
yeah,
have
Metal
a fucking,
Church, DRI,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get overshadowed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do. I hate to cut it off.
We're about to run out of time. I don't want to get cut off. So, any closing remarks?
No, that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much the show. We talked about metal music, the hat, like this overdrive, and you know, we were talking about relationships, dating. You know, we ended about MGTOW. Look, you know, there's I'll admit this in this real quick before I let y'all go. There's times I really don't want to be a MGTOW, and I admit that to Rob, and I admit that to everybody. But it just feels like the, you know, I discovered about in 2015. Because, and also, I'll admit something. A lot of MGTOWs are really negative, and I've seen it from their videos on YouTube. Especially this guy named Angry MGTOW. I'm not a big fan of him. But anyways, that's all I got for y'all. This is Travis Steele signing off.
For Travis Steele and Jim Davis, I'm Ross Schrenoff-Uzzle. This has been Living Loud Nation for the 15th of April, 2017. Take care.
Bye.